This recording, Macedonia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a separate private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, she was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it on a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently, stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Macedonia, in its capital, Skopje, more than 25 years ago, where I was living till August 2000. I was there almost all the time. I haven't been living anywhere else during that time. So I was born there and I was living there. I got my education there also. I finished university, computer science. And right now I'm here in United States, in Kansas. I'm a graduate student at Kansas University. The official language is Macedonian, but there are a lot of dialects according to the area in Macedonia, so people speak different dialects. There are areas that seems, especially for the strangers, this seems kind of different than the Macedonian language because the dialect is very different. But we understand each other. Also, since there are groups of minorities, Albanian language is spoken, Turkish language also, and different minorities also speak their own languages, like Gypsy language, like Serbo-Croatian language, and so on. There is, as far as I know, there is a region in Greece, in northern Greece, called Macedonia, and people over there, old people, some of them know Macedonian, some dialect of Macedonian language, and they can speak that. Our country is was part of former Yugoslavia, and it was called Republic of Macedonia at that time, and now it's an independent country and with name Republic of Macedonia. So far, it's named former Republic of Macedonia because of that conflict with Greece, because they somehow do not allow us to have that name Macedonia, as Macedonia. We have four weather seasons, so we have all kinds of weathers like spring, summer, fall, and winter. We have everything, like fields, like mountains, lakes. We have one big river that flows through the central part of Macedonia, so divides the Macedonian actually on left and right side or east and west side. So you can find places for skiing, you can find places for summer holiday, you can find some fields for growing different vegetables or cultures and everything else, fruits. Here's my favorite saying or statement, and it says, Bože, daj mi sila da go izdržam ono što ne možem da go smenam, hrabrost da go smenam ono što možem i mudrost da go razlikujem jedno od drugog.